Hello, hey, what's up? It's your girl Mimi Moments, and I am back with another episode of the Mimi Moments podcast. Excuse whatever noises that you hear in the background because we're in New York City, and what is a quiet space? I'm still trying to figure out the best time and place for me to record where there's absolutely no noise. So bear with me. Today I want to talk about adulting. Let's just get into it. So, adulting. What is it anyway? When do you stop adulting and adult? When do you just become one? How do you know you've transformed or transitioned from adulting stage to adulted? Does that ever happen? Are you always in a constant stage of adulting? When do you enter adulting? Does it come with bills? Like, what is it? I am now 26 and I'm still trying to figure out where I fall on the spectrum and what my future is supposed to look like. And I know that I'm not the only one. So let's talk about it. According to Google, the practice of behaving in a way characteristic of a responsible adult, especially the accomplishment of mundane but necessary tasks, is what defines your adulting phase. So I guess that means I'm adulting if I am cleaning my house, organizing my closet, making my own doctor's appointments, and worrying about how much my insurance costs. I guess it counts when you hear Slack messages popping off in the background. I'm adulting. I bring up this topic because in one of my moments of overthinking and deep thinking and random thought, trains of thought, blah, 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 I just thought about the fact that throughout your life, there are graduations, there are ceremonies, there are awards, there are parties, celebrations that mark your movement through life and the different stages that you've hit. But when it comes to adulting, it doesn't really seem like there is any, in the American culture at least, there is no rite of passage. There is no ceremony that marks that you are now an adult. You just become. Actually, you don't even become. You're just in it. I don't think that I realized that it just happened. And I feel like that it just happened to a lot of us. We're just like, oh snap, now I have all these questions for all these things I need to figure out, and I don't have anyone to tell me what to do, and school didn't prepare me for this. What do I do? Is this adulting? Because I'm uncomfortable and I'm confused and I have all these responsibilities, but I also have all these questions and I don't have anyone to turn to. God bless my parents. God bless, God bless, God bless. But they were immigrants. They are immigrants. They don't have the tools to teach me how to navigate as an American adult in this country full of taxes and health insurance and life insurance and Roth IRAs and student loans and credit cards and friends and boyfriends and going out and shopping and hair and skin and fitness and health and social media and nail care and organizing your closet Marie Kondo style. There doesn't seem to be a clear roadmap on this adulting thing. There was nothing that really made it clear to me that I was entering a stage of adulthood. It just happened to me. And I know I'm not the only one that's experienced this. And I know that some of you have parents that are not immigrants, but still don't have anyone to teach you all the things that you need to do to adult in the best way possible, because your parents probably weren't taught either, because it seems like this country does a really good job of delaying maturity and delaying adulthood in the ways that really matter in terms of knowledge and understanding and wisdom, because we're all supposed to be consumers. And if we grow up and we mature and we become truly responsible and we really know what's going on and we get everything, then the consumerism wheel would stop turning. That's just one of my conspiracy theories about this whole adulting thing. But I want to talk about it. When did you realize that you were an adult? Are you an adult yet? I still don't know. Am I still adulting? When do you recognize that you've adulted? Is it after you have children? Does it depend on how many bills you're paying? Is it after you finally understand what your 401k is supposed to do and what it actually does. When do you go from adulting to adulted? Is it when you turn around and you recognize that everyone that you consider as a friend is an adult, so therefore you must be an adult too? So many questions and so little answers, so few answers. Let's talk about it. Am I an adult because I have a job and I care about my salary and I pay rent? Was I an adult last year when I had a salary but I lived with my mother and I didn't pay rent? Are you an adult when you have children? But then again, are you an adult when you have children and you're a teenager, even though you're a really great mom? When do you become an adult? Because life and the way it's set up and the way things happen for people seems to be like all over the place. So because of that, I'm always kind of like, am I grown? I know I'm not old, but am I grown yet? Can I, you know, stand on my 2 feet and say, you can't talk to me like that because I am a grown woman? I still feel like a child when I try to own my grownness. I still feel like a child because I don't know the answers to the questions that I think that an adult should know the answers to. I don't really understand how to invest in stocks. I don't really have a retirement plan. I don't even think about retiring, even though I'm 26, and I feel like am I adulting now because I'm finally starting to feel like I should have a retirement plan? Do I start adulting when I sign up for life insurance? What is adulting? Am I an adult because I make all my dental appointments and actually stick to them? Sidebar, I'm really good at making the appointments and dodging them because I'm a wiener and I really need to get my wisdom tooth pulled and I really don't want to do it. So I've been ducking and dodging the dentists for months, and I've been making appointments on ZocDoc and getting different dentists calling me, telling me, when are you coming in? And I'm like, I'll get back to you. So am I an adult yet? Is that me being irresponsible? Is adulthood marked by the amount of responsibilities that you have on your shoulders? What if you're born really privileged and you're like 38, but you pay no bills and you have nothing to worry about and you don't do anything for yourself? Are you still an adult? Is it about what you do, what you produce, what you're... I wish this was a podcast where I came at the end of this whole thing and had tons of answers or what I really think adulting is, but this is me just throwing a bunch of the questions into the air, and I'm gonna have to get back to you when I figure it out because I don't know what the F I am doing, y'all. And I think a lot of people that are out here flexing like they do don't know what they're doing. I am just very much willing to admit that I don't know what I'm doing because I know that every time I'm very transparent about my journey as I am becoming whatever it is I am supposed to become and figuring things out, when I'm just very transparent about what I don't know and what I need, I tend to connect with other people who feel the same way or connect with someone who does have it figured out. I also do believe that my cultural background has played a huge role in how I see adulthood, because I've always been expected to give extreme respect to my elders, and it's been hard to see myself as an adult when I've always been expected to bow down to other adults. In an American culture and the culture of my friends, I feel like they've all reached an age where they can talk to people that are older than them, but because they are also adults, they can speak candidly and be very blunt and honest about how they feel about things. Whereas in my culture, that's always frowned upon, and for the rest of my life, it will be. On top of that, being that I am not, I was not a married woman. I was not considered an adult until I was married. I was not allowed to speak my mind in certain settings. It was frowned upon, and it was considered disrespectful because I was unmarried, therefore not an adult. And after going through my wedding and the ceremonies and everything, which I will get into detail with when I'm ready, I recognized that the acknowledgement and the tone of which I was spoken to was different, because now that I was married, I was regarded as an adult. But nothing else in my life really changed except for the fact that I got married. I still had the same job. I did move and I do pay rent now, but that is not, like, I don't know how to explain it to you because I'm still trying to work through it, but I realized that I didn't really feel like I could adult until I was accepted in my community as an adult, and I'm just now starting to really get the adulting thing down for real because I always had an overbearing mother, love her, who was always on my back, keeping me responsible, reminding me of things, not letting me forget stuff, cleaning up after me. And I didn't realize how much I didn't adult, even though I was 24, 25, because of my home life and my cultural background. So I'm still trying to figure it out. And maybe I'm a late stage adulter. Is that a thing? It sounds like I'm saying like adulterer. Ooh, no. I'm adulting later in life. Does that happen? More questions. I don't know. This is a really rambly one. I mean, aren't all of my podcasts rambly because it's just me talking to you? But yeah, this is interesting. And I definitely think I'm going to come out with a part two later in this year when I've figured some more stuff out. I'm going to look into getting a financial advisor, trying to figure out what my future is, putting together a 5-year plan. I never thought that far ahead in life because of so much uncertainty in my upbringing. And now that I have a life partner and things seem a little bit more settled than they've ever been in my entire life, I do feel that it is time to get serious and not be so playful and bubbly and jokey all the time, because I don't know if adults do that. I'm all over the place with this one. If you're listening to this on Anchor, feel free to call in and give me your opinion. If you're listening to this because you swiped up on Instagram, make sure you send me a DM and give me some feedback on this podcast post and what you thought about this topic or other things you'd like to hear from me. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple, I'm not sure how those platforms work yet, but give me a rating or a follow or whatever it is that you need to do. I got some really encouraging messages after my podcast post about my therapist eating oxtail, and I really, really appreciate it, and it's motivating me to take this more seriously and try to be my most consistent, best version of my version. So as always, you are Bame F for listening. I hope that you have a great commute home or a great commute to work or a great time listening to this, whatever that you are doing. A thank you. Your time is appreciated. Stay beautiful.